welcome to another edition of the show. You're listening to With Food Eye Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I'm your host for the next hour. And today is February 15th, 2008. You can check out my website at roguegovernment.com. And tonight we're going to have open lines. We're going to go over some of the different news stories that came out today. If you'd like to call into the show, the number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. We'll be taking your calls throughout the entire hour. Some news stories that we're going to cover. Korean firm bids to clone dead pets. This isn't science fiction. This is a mainstream media news story. Korean firm bids to clone dead pets. It's kind of like that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they have this business called Repet. And what Repet does is that they take animals that have passed and then they clone the dead animal and they essentially bring your dead cat or dead dog back to life. And what was that movie called? I think it was called The Sixth Day. That's what it was called. I think it was The Sixth Day. I'll double check during the break. But, you know, what we're seeing here is science fiction coming to become reality. You know, it's really amazing. So we're going to cover that story. Very interesting stuff there. In our story, built to require teaching kids global warming. That's unbelievable propaganda being perpetuated by the military-industrial complex on our kids. And there is no legitimate proof that carbon emissions are contributing to global warming. You know, just propaganda to convince people that we need to have a phony solution to a problem that doesn't exist, which is, of course, the carbon credit enslavement system or the carbon tax. So we'll get into that. Some more stories. There's a story from the Daily Mail about sterilizing young girls temporarily, part of the eugenics propaganda. So we'll cover that. I also got a Zara story here. This is unbelievable. And again, from the United Kingdom, smoking licenses proposed. So you actually have to get a license or a permit to smoke under a new proposal that's being floated around by some government bureaucrats over in the United Kingdom. And that's a London Guardian report. So we'll cover that. Also got a bunch of our news. Russia TV, they did a report saying that the U.S. is involved in Afghan drug trafficking. Nothing new there, but just more confirmation of what we already know. Bush 41 endorsed John McCain. That's another story that we'll try to cover. Of course, all the establishment Republicans are starting to come out for McCain, all being done by design. Let's talk more about this satellite that's going to be shot down by the U.S. government. I briefly mentioned this in the past couple of shows, but this is an important subject, so we'll cover that. Clearly what's going on is that they want to shoot down this satellite as a response to what the Chinese did with their space weapon test a little while ago. So we'll cover all this news. Also got some other news on George Bush, on the spy program, and the torture, which has been huge in the news. And also we'll cover this NIU shooter story. And he was on medication, as I predicted yesterday. So we'll cover all this on our side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Let's get right into some of this news and information. Korean firm bids to clone dead pets. This one's from the London Guardian. The world's first pet cloning service is to offer animal lovers the chance to recreate their dead companions. It was announced today. South Korean company RNL Bio will work along scientists who created the first cloned canine. A company spokeswoman said it was already working on its first order from an American who wanted a clone of her dead pit bull. This is amazing. This is simply unbelievable. And, yeah, that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, the Sixth Day, they actually had scenes in the film where they showed this company called Repet that would actually reproduce a clone of a dead animal. And now we see stuff that was only in science fiction movies now becoming a reality. It's really unbelievable when you consider some of the stuff that these people are doing. And I'm not so sure a lot of this technology and science that is being developed is actually a good thing. It could be a good thing, but the only problem is that we have some very evil people with some very bad intentions. They're trying to gain a monopoly on all this technology, and they want to do some very, very horrific things to everything and everybody on this planet. And this may seem like a relatively benign news story. Oh, isn't that sweet? A Korean firm, they want to clone dead pets. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, you see, it sets the precedent. And you can't tell me that they don't have cloned humans and half-animal, half-human hybrids behind closed doors and cages, because I'm sure they do. I mean, this is just the stuff that they're making public. So if they're already starting to establish businesses that will clone dead pets, I mean, this is going to start to open up a whole new can of worms. So this is very, very disturbing on a number of levels, despite the fact that this may seem relatively benign. It's just another step down the rat hole that we're going with all this Frankenstein science and all this technology. So we'll have to see what happens with this. But I think this is just, I just think that we're getting into a place where humans are trying to play God. And I think that's a huge, huge problem. We have enough issues and enough problems in the world today that we don't need to create any more by getting into this Frankenstein science. So this report was also on the BBC. It's out all over the place. Just do a Google search for it, and I'm sure you'll find plenty of news articles on this very interesting news story. Let's go on to another news story. Bill to require teaching kids global warming. This one's from the San Jose Mercury News. And let me just read from it. A Silicon Valley lawmaker is gaining momentum with a bill that would require climate change to be among the science topics that all California public school students are taught. The measure by State Senator Joe Simtian, Democrat from Palo Alto, also would mandate that future science textbooks approved for California public schools include climate change. You can't have a science curriculum that is relevant and current if it doesn't deal with the science behind climate change, Simtian said. This is a phenomenon of global importance, and our kids ought to understand the science behind that phenomenon. The State Senate approved the bill, SB 908, January 30th by a 26-13 vote. It heads now to the State Assembly. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has taken numerous actions to reduce global warming, but he has yet to weigh in on this bill. Other Republicans in the Capitol, however, are not happy about the proposal. Look, the bottom line is that this is just a big fraud, and these people have just bought into it hook, line, and sinker. And don't they understand that the solution that these people are providing to this phony problem of man-made carbon emissions causing global warming is a global carbon credit system that is going to be used to control human populations? It has nothing to do with the environment. It has nothing to do with any of these things that they say it stands for. It's a complete lie. That's why you have General Electric promoting all this green garbage, and that's why you have the United Nations saying that climate change is such an awful thing. Because if you say the lie over and over and over again, people are like sheep. They believe the lie as if it's fact, even though there are numerous scientists and numerous experts in their fields that do not agree that man-made carbon emissions are causing global warming. And pretty much, I'd say, you know, at least two or three times a week, I get on air and I say that, look, the solar system is also getting warm. It's getting warmer. And as a result, we can't be 100% sure that man-made carbon emissions are actually contributing to this whole global warming thing when you have the solar system becoming warmer. Plus, I also question the premise that we are having global warming. When you have temperatures like minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit in Minnesota, for example, minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit in Minnesota, I mean, that shows you, I don't think this global warming thing is all that's cracked up to be or all that they're trying to make it out to be. Not only that, but in the 1970s, they're talking about global cooling, the coming ice age, and now it's global warming. How can you believe these people? They have absolutely no credibility if you actually look at their track record. But they count on people being sheep and just going along with the big lies. And that's what they've done with the war on terrorism, this global warming stuff, climate change, and all of these other agendas that they're trying to push through. They use the media to convince people that these things are fact and that they're real when they're not. So the fact that this bill is going to require teaching kids about this phony threat about climate change, about man-made carbon emissions causing climate change, this is simply blatant propaganda designed to brainwash our children into accepting this carbon credit enslavement system that the United Nations so desperately wants. All right, the bottom line is that education should be conducted at the local level. I don't even think education should be dealt with at a state level. It should be at the town, the township, the very local level. So the localist level you can get. And that means no interference with the state, no interference with the federal government. Just get them out of there. Let the local towns decide what they want to do with education. Otherwise, you get stuff like this that get pushed down on the local towns and townships. And that's exactly what they're trying to do through this state Senate bill over in California. Very disturbing that they would even push something like this. This is just environmental propaganda of the worst kind. Because there are far worse environmental problems, like the honeybees dying out, the depleted uranium that's being spread everywhere, these chimeras, these half-human, half-animal hybrids. I mean, all this weird stuff they're doing with DNA and genetics. I mean, this stuff is just out of control. The cloning, I mean, this is some bad stuff. How about the chemtrails? I have some questions about that. Why are they spraying these chemicals in the air that have all of this weird stuff in them? And they're very secretive about that. Well, maybe that's contributing to some of these problems that we're having. But no, we're going to push the phony environmental problem instead of actually talking about real environmental problems. Let's go on to another news story. This one comes out of the Daily Mail. And this one talks about why we should temporarily sterilize young girls. And this is actually a proposition made by a government minister. What's this person's name? Don Primarolo. I think I pronounced it right. Don Primarolo. And let me just read from this. All right. Teenage girl, she said, could be steered towards what is described as long-term contraception. This is now possible thanks to the development of contraceptive jabs and implants, which can last up to 5 years. In other words, there's a way of effectively sterilizing girls for a lengthy period of time. At what age? Well, doesn't 12 until 17 sound rather sensible? And that's the opening part of this article. And it goes on. This would have the advantage... Whoops, let me just bring that back up. And my browser crap out of me. This would have the advantage of bringing down the teenage pregnancy rate so high in this country, it makes us a disgrace among the nations, the worst offenders in Europe. The abortion rate would fall sharply, and silly young girls could get on with the education that is meant to produce serious, responsible taxpayers, not benefit recipients. This is a very frightening article. You have this government minister endorsing the sterilization of teenage girls. I don't care if it's temporary or not. And she's saying, well, this will allow them to become responsible taxpayers. In other words, responsible slaves to the government. Now, we can't have all of these teenage pregnancies because then that would sap up all the resources of the huge welfare state that we have here in the United Kingdom. So they sell this as like, oh, this is good because it's going to bring down the teenage pregnancy rate. It will allow young girls to get on with their education so they can become responsible taxpayers. These are the arguments that this individual is making to sterilize teenage girls. This is awful. It's almost like we're seeing a revitalization of the eugenics movement. I mean, just when you see stuff like this, it's just out of control. We have to break. We'll be back on our side. We'll cover this some more. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the show. And before the break, we're talking about this article from the Daily Mail, talking about how we should sterilize teenage girls temporarily. And this is a proposition from a government minister over in the United Kingdom. And she thinks that we need to sterilize young teenage girls so they do not become pregnant, and then they can get the education that is necessary to become a responsible slave. No, I mean taxpayer. I mean, it's so obvious what the plan is here. Okay, that they make it sound so reasonable. They make it sound like it's good. Oh, this means there won't be a high teenage pregnancy rate. Oh, this means that they can get the education they need to become the responsible taxpayer, which is really just the same thing as being a responsible slave, because that's really what the education system does. It educates people just to the point where you can be a useful human resource, but they don't teach you enough information where you can actually make appropriate decisions about the world around you and about how systems of control work in this crazy, insane world we live in. They just want you to be a useful human resource. But this goes back to the population reduction agenda. That's why they're promoting the sterilization of teenage girls. And, you know, it sounds reasonable. They make it sound reasonable. But the New World Order is all about making their plan come to fruition via incremental steps. This is what the socialist plank of the New World Order, this is what these people have done for a long time. They've incrementally moved ahead with their plan in steps. So people over time don't notice these subtle changes until it's too late, and then they finally have their New World Order. Of course, Hitler was a little more impatient. He just wanted to establish the new world order via military force. But this is a very disturbing article here, that they're actually having government ministers in the United Kingdom openly endorse and talk about sterilizing teenage girls, even if it's temporarily. This is all part of the population reduction program. It has nothing to do with ensuring that there are responsible taxpayers and reducing the teenage pregnancy rate. All right, it has everything to do with reducing population, period. Okay? And the fact that they say, oh, this will make sure there's responsible taxpayers, it's almost like some sort of sick inside joke. It means, oh, well, then they can become a responsible slave. That's really what us taxpayers are. We're just a bunch of slaves. We have to give a certain percentage of the money that we make off our labor to this government entity, and then they just give it back to the private bankers that run the whole show. This is a very bizarre article and extremely disturbing. But let's go to the phone calls. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Okay, hi. I'm glad you brought that article. Can you give me the date on Daily Mail? What date and what issue of Daily Mail?
The article came out today, February 15th, 2008. And, I have a link to it on my website. Just go to roguegovernment.com.
Okay. Well, let me explain this. The thing is something that it's not mentioning there. I heard also in the Daily Mail, that's a good paper occasionally, because there were the English, white English people there that are really upset and mad, too, that with all the type of third world and all the kinds of immigrants they got there, that they were saying that England wouldn't even be English and be England anymore, and a lot of English people feel that way, some of them even leaving here and going to Australia. Now, when they mention about the sterilization of teenage girls, I will say this. At least they're not as hypocritical like America, because America would be hypocritical and advocate that in one way and then talk about sex in another. But I remember just about 2 years ago, these globalists, when the people in Europe are complaining about the type of illegal as well as legal immigrants and what they call amnesty or whatever that they're bringing in some parts of Europe, and most of the areas that have it mostly is England and France, much more so than Germany or Scandinavia or Eastern Europe. But the most of the multicultural is England and France, mostly. I mean, in terms of percentage. But they were saying that, well, the reason that a globalist now, because I listened to shortwave like Radio Netherlands about 4 years ago, and they were saying, well, the reason why we have to bring all these people here is because of a low birth rate in England and a low birth rate, and they were lying about that, and they went by the United Nations statistics, and it turns out when you check the United Nations statistics on birth rates in some countries of Europe and white countries, they're lying about it, and they make it much lower. And you find out when you check the census, the actual census in France and certainly in Scandinavia, it's higher. And they were lying. Now, Austria has a lower one. That's a smaller country, though. So they just two years ago, they were talking about, well, there's a very low birth rate, and the people are getting older, they're dying off, and maybe the younger people aren't having as many kids. So that's the reason why we have to just totally just revamp our own white European culture and flood all these, you know, Indians and third world people who don't even have a high school education just for work and sweat and labor and junk. Typical of that stupid stuff they talk here in America, and it's more prevalent in England than any other part of Europe, by the way, because the English government there seems to think very close philosophically to, like, the American politicians with that whole outlook with everything, the multiculturalism, everything. The stuff will start in England.
Henry, we got a break, but I'll let you finish up on the other side.
I'll hold on.
Okay, all right, thanks, Henry. We'll be back on the other side with more news, more information. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, welcome back to the show. And we got Henry from Connecticut on the phone. And we're basically talking about this article about how they want to sterilize teenage girls temporarily and the hypocrisy of the fact that they're talking about bringing all of these illegal aliens into all these European countries. But at the same time, we see news articles like this from people saying that, oh, we have to sterilize teenage girls and all this other stuff. It makes absolutely no sense, Henry, and I'll let you finish up on the topic.
Yeah, well, I won't be too long, but what I'm saying is this. These globalists, and I was listening, because, see, I have a shortwave radio, and I was listening, and they were talking about that was the excuse that they use for bringing in all these third-world people into some of these European countries, particularly England and France, and they were doing it in the Netherlands, too. I can tell you right now, those white Europeans over there are not going to allow it, though. They won't. There will be a revolt. And not to mention all the race riots over there in England, but that's beside the point. But it was just a few years ago now. They were talking about that was the reason and the birth rate is low. Now, all of a sudden, you're telling me coming out with this. That's why, damn it, I'm sorry I don't have the internet access because there's all kinds of things I can get. and I would document and save it on CD. Now you're telling me that they're saying now that there's too much teenage pregnancy and with a white British girl, so now they have to have temporary or permanent or temporary sterilization. And like I said, if the girls themselves want to do that temporarily, as long as it's healthy and doesn't cause side effects, and they themselves want to individually, that's up to them. But you see the kind of twist that goes on, because I'm telling you, I listen to the European shortwave radio stations, some of them, and they have a lot of them in English. I wish the German one was in English. That's not. Radio Austria is. And I would hear them say, you know, about that was the excuse for bringing all that stuff, you know, all these immigrants in. Now they're twisting around saying something else. So the ball, I could tell you this, too. Do they say, they just say teenage girls in general? Do they say British or any, they're not saying any specific, like immigrant, non-immigrant or anything like that? Because England is really a mess. It doesn't say.
Yeah, in the article, they're basically saying we should temporarily sterilize teenage girls. Okay, they're just talking about teenage girls.
Right.
But I mean, this is just a stepping stone. You could start with teenage girls because it sounds reasonable. But because it wouldn't sound reasonable, oh, let's sterilize everybody between the ages of 12 and 45. That would be unreasonable.
Yeah, right.
So this is like a stepping stone to get to the point where, oh, okay, well, we can start sterilizing people for all sorts of reasons. And, you know, I'll have a problem if somebody wants to self-sterilize themselves, if that's their choice.
Right.
But, I mean, if it's the government coming in and saying that this is a good thing and that we should consider doing this, that's where it's really dangerous.
Yeah, well, not only that, these people, I bet you it's a very, very older person, much older than you or me, like the rest of them, that probably about almost the same age as Blair or what's the guy, Charles, or even close to Queen Elizabeth's age, probably. And the thing of it is, it's not eugenics. It's really de-eugenics, really, because what they really want to do is they want to take, like what they tried to do with America, like what they did with New York City. Not saying everything in New York City is bad, but they want to take the ones that, let's say, they don't care whether they have a British scientist or culture or this or that, because the royal family there is really Rothschild, by the way. They are not British. And that goes with Elizabeth, all of them, most of them except for Diana. And they really want to just downsize the British stuff, culture and everything else, or ones even smart or anything. Sophisticated anything, and just replace it with just all this cheap crap labor. So, and like what your typical stuff I hear on the AM stations here, even 10 years ago, they don't care about America, culture, or nothing. Just as long as we have them, you know, just have all this work, and sweat, work, and everything could be junk. I mean, look at all the crap coming in from China. You know, with it talking about even cheap, inexpensive labor, they could manufacture stuff in Poland. They could have manufactured stuff in Ireland. They could have manufactured stuff. Why is it always China and stuff that's such crap, too, in terms of quality and everything? And that's what they're not going to get away with it there, but they're going to try, and that's the whole idea, because I talked to there was a guy from Britain that called up a shortwave radio show about a few years ago, and he told me what was going on there in England. It's not the same all over the rest of Europe, though. I'm going to tell you, Denmark and some of those other countries are a lot better. England is the worst place you could go to, but it's obvious what they're doing, because they got all kinds of illegal and legal, and England's such a small country. I mean, from India, from Africa, the Muslim stuff, which creates some kind of stirring up, which, you know, they probably work in with the intelligence government, MI5
right,
there.
Right.
But it's obvious what they're doing, because these people, they don't care about any sense of nationhood or culture or even stuff their own people. You know, it's just have all the sweat, slave class crap, let them manufacture a bunch of S that falls apart, like the stuff we get from China, and the hell with everything else, and we should just replace, and plus the other thing is they may be afraid of people, you know, some of the people that are even a little younger than me even, because they have access to the web and everything. A lot of them do know what's going on, and I was surprised. I talked to somebody who had Aaron Russell's Freedom to Fascism, and everything
well,
else.
That's definitely good, Henry. But
excellent.
I hate to cut you off, but we got some more phone calls.
Okay, yeah,
so
I'll
get
let you go. But it's obvious what they're doing. Okay,
right,
take care.
Right.
Great show,
oh,
by
yeah,
the way.
It's definitely obvious. There's no question about that. But, Henry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Lots of good points. Let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, you're on the air.
Yes, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm my old now. I got the radio play in the background a little bit. I hope it doesn't interfere. But it also sets up a precedent too that, guess what? The government's the ultimate authority. They can actually govern your reproductive system. I mean, if they pass something like that, if they get people actually into that, in that mind frame, well, they can make an excuse for anything else because they're the ultimate authority. They're the government, right?
Right. Well, yeah, that's really the real danger behind this, because like I was saying before, if somebody wants to self-sterilize themselves, that's their right to do so because it's their body. But when you have the government coming in and saying that this is something good, this is something that we should consider doing, that's where it gets dangerous, because the government has absolutely no business coming in and saying that, oh, we should sterilize young women between the ages of 12 and 17 because it might be for the better good. It might be good for the state. I mean, this is stuff you'd see in dystopic novels like 1984, A Brave New World, not something that you'd see in the real world, but here it is. I mean, we're seeing it.
Well, you know, the ironic thing about this is that this was actually, the eugenics movement is actually started in the United States in places like Virginia back in the 1920s. And it was actually Adolf Hitler who adapted it from us.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Margaret Sanger was big into this. And I was reading some of the quotes from her in one of her books. I mean, just unbelievable, some of the type of things that she was saying back then.
It's like a continuous circle. And it's like, when you also consider the fact that we also, one of the first ones to use biologicals on which was a form of smallpox on the Indians. I mean, America, it's a great country, but it has a lot of dark underpinnings of when people actually start looking at it. And, you know, not to say that other governments don't have their same type of dark underpinnings, but the question is, you know, if people need to take a real close look at history and see how history is repeating itself here in this country and throughout the world.
Yeah, I mean, basically what I see happening here, it's almost like a repeat of what happened in Germany. Only it's a different type of tyranny. It's not exactly the same thing that the Nazis experienced, but it's pretty close with some of the stuff that they're trying to pull.
Well, it's beyond a doubt. I mean, a lot of these. Well, look at Bush and Prescott Bush, and he was definitely behind the backing of Hitler back in the 1930s and 40s. And you look at all this, but another thing too is you can't forget what's going on with the Jewish side of this, and that a lot of these banking organizations are basically Jewish European bankers that's controlling it.
Well, yeah, the international banking cartels are really the source of how these people get all the power, because they're the ones that actually create the credit. They control the credit. They've come up with the fractional reserve banking scheme. And, of course, they set up Israel, and that's creating all sorts of problems in the Middle East. I mean, they've done so much horrible stuff over the past 100 or so years. I mean, it's hard to even keep track of all the craziness that's been going on.
Well, I mean, the Palestinians and the Jewish people actually go along for many, 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 many years, actually, with each other in places like Palestine until the Jewish State of Israel was actually started. I mean, it wasn't until then that we had all these problems, and now these guys have got nuclear bombs, and they're not just pointing like in places like the Middle East. They're pointing their nuclear arms at places like Europe.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I firmly believe that the State of Israel was put into place just to create chaos and to create division, because, I mean, that section of the world, as you're saying, I mean, it wasn't as volatile. It wasn't a hotbed like it was until after the State of Israel was formed. Then you have this big military force that went in there, and you see all this destabilization. You see all these borders being drawn up. I mean, it was made into chaos intentionally. I mean, well, it wasn't just something like, oh, this is always going on. All this stuff is being done by design.
Well, honestly, me and you probably disagree on this a little bit. But I actually see Israel as being the sole responsible for a lot of things that's going on right now, including our push to go into Iran. I believe that all these secret organizations, the Freemasons and all this other stuff, the Trilateral Commissions and all these other organizations are just the strong arms behind it.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt that, that groups like AIPAC have a lot of influence on our on the Congress, on our government. And, you know, they put pressure on us, and then we give them all of these all this money so they can get arms and build their defenses up. I mean, it's crazy. And the fact that you have the media out there saying that Iran is such a threat when the Israelis, they have, what, like 300-something nuclear bombs? They have one of the world's most powerful air forces. It's ridiculous. If Iran ever attacked Israel, Israel could respond with overwhelming force and just blow them completely away with their arsenal. It's just, it's completely ridiculous.
I think people should understand this too. I mean, if we go to war with Iran, guess who their allies are? Russia.
Yes, yeah, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization countries. China, Russia, I mean, they're trading partners with Iran. They have a vested interest in Iran. They definitely do not want to see us go in there. They'll be very upset.
And if we, and if Iran starts attacking places like such as Israel and all that, well, guess who Iran is actually in cahoots with? Well, that ends up being China. And it's just, I mean, we're talking World War III here, and people are just not getting it.
I hear you, Mark, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I just got to cover some more news, but lots of good points. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, basically what's happening here is that Iran and you have, what else, China, you have Russia, you have these Central Asian countries. Those countries are really what the people in the Anglo-American faction of this whole New World Order system are trying to go after. They want to use the Middle East as a stepping stone to eventually go into China and Russia, and that would basically be World War III. And you're already seeing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is basically the Central Asian countries, China, I believe Iran's an observer nation in this whole group. But it's basically a counterbalance to NATO. And that's really what's being set up here. And a line is being drawn in the sand over with Iran. And if we go into Iran, you're going to see everything change completely. And I hope to God that we do not go into Iran. I hope they show some common sense here, and they decide not to go throw the big Hail Mary pass and try to invade Iran. But with the Iranian oil bourse being found and them trading oil in euros and other currencies, we may see something crazy like that happen. Because Saddam Hussein tried to trade oil for euros and other currencies, and we didn't tolerate that. We went right in there because they know they can't withstand a dramatic plunge in the value of the dollar. They would lose power. They have to make sure that there is a slow decline in the value of the dollar versus a straight direct plunge. Let me cover some more news. I kind of spent a little more time on the phone calls. Let me get back into some of these news stories I wanted to cover. This is a couple minutes before the break, but let's get into this one. In the United Kingdom, smoking licenses proposed from the London Guardian. A ban on the sale of cigarettes to anyone who does not pay for a government smoking permit has been proposed by Health England, a ministerial advisory board. Now, this, again, just like the sterilization news story, this is just more garbage that is coming out of the British government. Now, to give you a comparison of all these smoking laws and these smoking regulations and smoking rules, the Nazis, they enacted some very strict anti-smoking laws. And what do we have now? We have the British government. We have people in the British government talking about actually having to grant licenses to people who want to smoke. So the government is going to tell you that you can't smoke unless you have a license. I mean, how can you even enforce something like that? It's pure madness. And you also have Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City, working with the World Health Organization to set up some sort of anti-smoking initiative. I mean, we're talking a worldwide anti-smoking initiative in which they tax you and they set up all these regulations to try to drive down the amount of smokers there are. And this is all part of the whole control system. It has nothing to do with keeping people healthy. It has everything to do with taking control over the sovereign individual. And that's what the New World Order is all about. It's about taking control. It has nothing to do with any of the things that they claim these different programs and initiatives are all about. It has nothing to do with the propaganda that they were putting out there. The propaganda is that, oh, we want to ensure that everybody is healthy. But But the real agenda is total and complete control over society. And that's really what these initiatives are all about. Some other news. Russian TV is saying the U.S. is involved in drug trafficking. And nothing new there. We've known about that for a while. Just more confirmation that the U.S. is involved in drug trafficking over in Afghanistan. And, you know, no big surprise there. I mean, the heroin production went through the roof after we invaded Afghanistan. And one of the reasons we wanted to go in there was to harvest all the opium crops. Or, excuse me, the poppy crops. We have to break. We'll be back on our side, and we'll cover some last-minute news stories. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back to the show. And just real quick, a word from one of RBN's sponsors, Cardivite. You might have heard one of RBN's sponsors' commercials, Cardivite. This product is no joke. If you are having health problems, getting tired, worn down, then you need Cardivite. Cardivite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. And let's see here. Just a few last-minute news stories I wanted to cover. Fortunately, I just wish I had more time. It's very difficult to cover all these stories adequately in just 1 hour. But real quick, Bush 41 has endorsed John McCain. No big surprise here. The establishment is fully behind John McCain. We expected nothing less. And I think this endorsement is designed to try to pressure Mike Huckabee to leave the race. But Huckabee's not going away. And I think this is going to be a real thorn in the side for John McCain for a little while, even though it really doesn't matter at this point. John McCain is the selected establishment candidate for the Republicans, and he will be the loser to Hillary Clinton in the general election. I still think all the stuff with Obama is just a charade. I think Clinton is going to do very well in the upcoming Texas and Ohio primaries, I think they're primaries, but the Texas and Ohio elections are coming up. In our news story, NIE shooter was on unknown medication. I predicted this yesterday. Of course, yesterday you had this shooter went into a Northern Illinois University lecture hall, killed 5 people, injured 16, and then he killed himself. And it's come out that he was on an unknown medication. He went off the medication, and I firmly believe that this was why this guy went nuts and shot everybody. We saw the same type of situation with the Virginia Tech massacre. You know, these medications, they need to be banned. There needs to be an investigation into these substances. But of course, they'll say, no, we have to ban the guns, not the substance that caused the individual to do this. No, we have to ban the guns. No, you need to ban the substance that caused this person to do this. So clearly, that wasn't too much of a stretch to figure that one out. And, of course, it's come out in a bunch of major news agencies that he was on some sort of medication. What else do we have here? Satellite shootdown shows missile muscle from the Washington Times. And basically, the U.S. government wants to shoot down this satellite because they claim that it has some toxic fuel that might cause some problems. But, of course, shooting it down has just as much risk of causing just as many problems, especially if you have all this debris floating around in space around the Earth's orbit. I mean, you can end up destroying other satellites. I think this whole situation and the reason why they are pushing to shoot down this satellite is a direct result of what the Chinese did with their show of this space weapon. They were able to shoot down a satellite, so we have to show them that we can shoot down a satellite also. But of course, they're claiming otherwise. It's all a big lie. I didn't even get into all the other stuff that I wanted to cover. Just go to my website, roguemmert.com, and you can read about all the George Bush stuff, the torture stuff, the FISA stuff. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Bush is a complete criminal. That's all you need to know. He should be impeached and put in jail. Anyway, I'm just out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll be back next week. Thanks again for listening. Take care.
Gold has